and the language of teenagers is not always the most eloquent language, but in some ways it gets across things that you can't get across in a conversation with a teenager, because the answer to a lot of questions is, I'm fine. How are you? Sad. You know, you get these kind of responses that don't help you a lot. So this is a journal entry that she wrote, just a short one, on April 30th, 2006. So she was 17, about a year into this two-year relationship she had with this young man. She writes, Dear Journal, my heart is really sad right now. Today Juan pushed me down and called me a bitch. It hurt me so much inside. I don't understand why he turned out to be this way. He never was like this towards me before. I don't know what's wrong with him, but I really do love him. I treat him so good, I just don't know why he has to be like that. I miss the way he used to hold me, treat me, kiss me, and just think of me at night. Well, that's all my thoughts for now. I'll write you back soon. And so I had these two volumes of things like this to go through, and I think they were really helpful in letting me see the arc of this relationship, because without that, I'm just seeing the result. I'm not seeing everything that came before it. And it really helped me understand some things later that I came across. And we had a moment long after Joanna was out of the hospital, long after we were well into the story. I'd pretty much written all the drafts. And she sent me an email and told me she had written a poem and put it on MySpace. And then I should read it. You know, we were very open about that. I always told her, if you want me to read something, let me know. If you don't, let me know. And she had written this poem about how she was sad and she was scared because we had been in court, and it was a day that Juan had pleaded guilty to shooting her. And she felt, when she saw him in court, that she still loved him and she had the slight attraction to him still. And that's something that she couldn't just say to me, but she was able to kind of write this little poem about it and then tell me to read it. So, I mean, I don't know whether that's a healthy relationship for a reporter or an unhealthy relationship, but at that time, you know, people were talking about the art of the interview, but I just think for this young lady at this time, that art was not going to happen. I mean, she could repeat in monotone exactly what happened to her when she was shot, but it wasn't anything beyond, you know, words. I mean, she could just say it, but it didn't convey, you know, the language for her orally was not sufficient. And so then we kind of continued that, and I actually asked her as she was in the hospital to keep a journal if she could, because it would really help me understand what she was going through when she couldn't talk about it. So I'm just going to read a little bit from this journal entry she wrote in the hospital that really, really helped me get an idea of how she was feeling. This is April 24th, 2007. I had an okay day today. I went to my first doctor's appointment, and it went well. I laughed with my doctor, and it was nice. Then I went to work with my aunt. It was weird because I didn't like the extra attention. Today I actually went back to my real home for the first time. I took it differently. I just didn't want to be outside as much. I saw red spots on the ground, but I couldn't be sure if it was because of me or something else. Going home felt like a chicken without its feathers. I felt like everything happened again, but I didn't show it. When I saw the spot where Juan came out, I got goosebumps. In a matter of seconds, I actually felt the gunshot again. It's just amazing that you have bad memories in your own home. So that conveyed so much more to me than her telling me what it felt like. So the last thing I was going to do is just play a clip. The poems ended up playing out through the story. We started the story with little slips of poems she had written. And in the end, at the sentencing, which did not give her justice, but gave her a little bit of closure because she got to face this guy and really tell him what she wanted to say, she decided to write him a poem, which was very powerful, and I'm going to play it, and I think it's going to come, is it going to come right down? Is it okay?
I wrote a poem.
Uh-oh, what's that? I don't know what's going on.
I wrote a poem.
Hold on. Let's just. I know that it works because we just did it.
I wrote a poem for Juan.
Just not gonna touch it.
That's how I always express my feelings to him. and it goes. Trent's charming, it's clear to see that happily ever after wasn't meant to be. From hugs and kisses, we promised that we would never let go. But the stress and tears, I didn't want to go through anymore. From good times and bad times, we held each other close. Even at the moments we needed it the most. My heart's broken because of the decisions you have chosen. Scars on my face, but not enough for me to feel hate. Waiting for my life to get better, but it feels like I'm falling down a ladder. Why couldn't you just learn how to let go, but the gun you just decided to go for? Why did you have to shoot me when I was the one who showed you how to live life free? If you truly loved me, why was it easy to pull the trigger? Now, thanks to you, I hate to look in the mirror. Holding on my pillow tight, being full of fright, thinking you're going to go through my window like the other night. Can't stop thinking about what had happened when I was begging you to stop, but you kept on smacking. Kicking, shoving, pushing me more. You kept telling me you loved me, but the next day I always ended up on the floor. Marks all over me, tried to hide them so nobody could see. Feeling hopeless and scared, trying to convince myself that you really cared. Juan, why did you do this to me when you always said we were meant to be? Now the fairy tale's over, this is the end. But all these feelings in my poem are now pretend. Take a good look at the scars on me, but know that I'm living my life free. Now from this day forward, you should know you will never forget about me. Thinking about me daily through my thoughts and dreams. You thought I would be dead, no more me. But did you forget I had two angels, my mommy and my daddy? You thought I was going to be buried 8 feet under. But Juan, all you did was make me stronger. Now in the dungeon, you will stay because you know that justice is going to be made. Juan, I don't hate you. I don't. But you deserve what you have coming. But I pray for you and hope that nothing that happens to you